Welcome to the 53rd episode of Become a Competent Biblical Counselor. My name is Dr. Dave Jones, and today's episode is entitled, Are You Your Husband's Helper? In Genesis 2:18, there was one word that we have not used in any of the topics on marriage so far, and that word is helper, or as it says in the old King James, I will make a help meet for him. I don't know whether you've ever thought about it very much, but this word help meet is a word that we come across often. Actually, there's no such word as the word help meet. Often a husband might say, let me introduce you to my help me. Of course, it means his wife, and everybody understands that that's what he means. But if anybody were asked to define what a help meet is, they couldn't define it because there is no such thing as a helpmeet. What happened is that two words in the King James of verse 18 of chapter 2 of Genesis have been, we might say, mushed together to form a single word. The King James, it reads, I will make a help, that's one word, meet for him. Now, those are two different words, not the same word, and they've just been brought together and formed a single word that has no meaning, really, except as a synonym for the word wife. But in the original, those were two words and two very critical words. We studied a few broadcasts ago something of the meaning of Genesis 2:18, in which it says, I will make a helpmeet for him, or suitable for him, or approximating him, or corresponding to him, at every point. So when God made a woman, he brought into Adam's life, when he made Eve, that which approximated him every point, so that the two would form a bigger and richer and fuller whole of one person than they could be separately. That's what the word meet actually means. But now, what about this word help? Well, back in 1611, when the King James Version was translated, the word help meant exactly what our word helper means today. And so what he's really saying here is in the modern translation, it would read that it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper who is suitable for him and who approximates him. So the wife's fundamental role in relationship to her husband, submission, is not a role that's an attitude or place where she should stand. A position in which she stands and an attitude which she should assume in a relationship to that position. But her submission, which we often think about, is not her role. This isn't her role in life to be subject to her husband. That's ridiculous to think of that as her role. Her role in life is to be her husband's helper. Now, I don't know whether you have thought about that in quite that same way before, but if you were to look at the last chapter of the book of Proverbs, you would find that that's exactly how the excellent wife who is described in Proverbs 31 is looked upon as a tremendous helper to her husband. Her fulfillment of her life is in helping her husband and her family. Notice what it says as it begins, an excellent wife who can find for her worth is far above jewels. Then it says the heart of her husband trusts in her. He will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. So her orientation is toward her husband. A wife who decides that she's going to be married and not be husband-oriented in this life misses the whole purpose and key to her role in life. She probably, if that was her attitude before she was married, should not have been married. She probably should have looked forward a single life of serving Jesus Christ in some other way if she was not willing or anxious to orient herself toward her husband. But when a woman is married, she finds that the answer to her life calling and that the role that she takes is to work with her husband as his companion, as he indeed tries to please her and do those things which are for her blessing and for her joy and for her benefit. As we saw in our last broadcast when we talked about the husband having the role of the one who heads or leads his wife in a manner. in a manner in which Jesus Christ heads up his church, a manner which requires him to bring his wife into every decision, every thought, every consideration that he makes in the marriage, just as Christ is head over all things for the sake of his church. We read in Ephesians, the last part of the first chapter. Now the wife's role then is to be her husband's helper. She is to be there to help him in every respect. But notice that means every respect. That does not mean that she is to help him merely by washing the dishes or keeping his house clean or getting his clothes ironed or washed or something of that sort. Of course, that's part of it. But it means that she's to help him in every respect. She's to be a helper who is suitable for him or who corresponds to him at each point. Men need a lot more help than sometimes they're willing to admit. They need a lot of help in thinking. They need a lot of help in decision-making. They need a lot of help in terms of being corrected about the things that are wrong in their lives. And the whole idea of submission of a wife does not mean that she cannot rebuke her husband if she does it in a submissive and loving manner. Let me stop right here and repeat that again. In a submissive and loving manner. Ladies, you cannot rebuke your husband with a bitter attitude, with ugly words and a mean disposition. The idea here is to rebuke your husband in a submissive and loving manner. To do otherwise is going to get a response that you're not going to want to hear. So be very, very careful on how you rebuke your husbands. As the Bible says, do it in a loving and submissive manner. In fact, as a point of reference in 1 Peter 3, it says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may be without the word, be won by the behavior of the wives, while they hope behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. So you see, rebuking your husband is your right to do so. Be careful how you do that, that you don't trigger an attitude that you don't want to have to deal with. So having said that, but you certainly must rebuke him when it is necessary in order to help him to straighten out his life in some way. It doesn't mean for her to be subjective to her husband, that she can't have a thought anymore in her head or make a suggestion to her husband. Indeed, if she doesn't bring the best of her persuasion and the best of her ability to win him to a viewpoint that she believes is correct before God, she doesn't really help him when he is making decisions. A wife to be her husband's helper, to truly be his counterpart, and to truly be a companion in every sense of that word, must give him the fullest and deepest help possible that she can give to that husband. And that means that she's going to bring all kinds of questions to him and all kinds of information to him and to make every kind of suggestion to him possible. All, of course, in a manner which is consonant with respect for the position that God has given him in the home. The key word there is respect. At some point, you may not respect him as a person, but from God's point of view, you must respect him as his role and the person who's responsible for making that decision. But help, on the one hand, means full help in every area of his life. And on the husband's side, the other hand, it means that he should be willing and able to receive that rebuke or that help, whatever it may be that she brings to him, and that it means he should even solicit it. He should ask for his wife's help. It just might be a case to where the Holy Spirit is moving the wife to approach the husband with something that the Holy Spirit has placed upon the wife's heart, and it's up to the wife to be obedient and to follow that command. Headship of the husband does not mean some kind of autonomous attitude toward his wife, or he makes all the decisions and lets her in on them here and there. It means that with her help, he makes the decisions that with her help, he is finally responsible for them. And that with her help, even if it has to go against that help which she offers, he is the one who has looked into it fully before making that decision. How wonderful for us men that we have wives with all the wisdom that God has given to them to help in these ways. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to our next episode. Have a blessed day.